flying through your Friday with Flume, featuring Kai. Never be like you. I mean, who wants to be like anyone else? Of course, you're an individual, and you deserve to feel like one on a Friday and every day. And listen, you got great taste, obviously, because you're listening to Radio Life and Style, the best dance station this side of the equator, coming to you fresh on a Friday morning. It's the 8th of July, and if you're just jumping in, welcome to the show. You're with me, Mike on the mic, but I'm not alone in the studio this morning, because giving you an extra dash of style. I told you we were heading to the salon right now, and talking hair, talking trends, talking what's hot for the season ahead. And in the house with me, I have hair stylist par excellence, Justin Lobsher, aka Jay Hair, the man behind the Hair Shack at Sage Center in Salt Rock. Jay, welcome to the mic, my friend. How are you doing today?
Good morning, sir, and good morning, listeners. All good. happy to be up and early in this warm morning, finally.
Fresh for a Friday, yes, man. And yes. Look, you're heading straight from here to the salon. I know you're a busy man. You've got a full Friday ahead of you. I'm excited to kick off and to start talking style on a more regular basis with you, because it's a really exciting space, a creative space, an industry of constant innovation and evolution. And you know what, Belito is not far behind the rest of the world on trending par.
100%.
Would you say that in the last couple of years we've stepped it up and we've kind of closed that gap in terms of the lag in style and trends?
Definitely. Definitely. I mean, you've got a lot of people that travel in Belito. And, I mean, Belito is growing at a rapid rate. There's people from all over the world, Joburg, Cape Town, and etc., coming into Belito. So it's definitely jumped from when I first came to Belito. I mean, there's stuff, I've got clients coming to ask me for stuff that I've got to go onto Instagram to, you know, to have
quickly
a look.
Check out, what is that
100%,
trend?
100%.
That's fantastic. And look, you've got a really buzzing and vibrant clientele.
Yes.
Anyone who's been to the Sage Center and walked past the Hair Shack knows that it's a vibe in the salon.
Yeah.
Pretty much every day.
Yes.
And looking at your Instagram feed right now, that's justin.j.thehairshack. Sage, did I get that right?
Yes, 100%.
It's a sort of a looking at the amount of blondes that you do. There's something about Belito and blonde.
I've been called the blonde whisperer once or twice.
The blonde whisperer. So look, if you're looking for a change of shade, if you're looking to go light, if you're looking to go blonde, this is a man who knows his way around the color spectrum. And I'm not just blowing smoke here. Looking at some of your accolades.
Yes.
Okay, you're 25 years experience in the industry. You're the Hair Shack director. You are a Wella Color Specialist. You're the 2020 winner of the Wella Color Specialist Challenge, and a master colorist and edge cutting specialist.
Yes.
Not to toot your own horn, but I mean, those are the facts, right?
100%. So I've been fortunate enough to do a bit of traveling. I've got an older brother that's a hairdresser. He's a few years ahead of me, and so he made all the mistakes and pointed me in the right directions. So I've worked in England, Tony and Guy with the Muskellos. Yeah, I'm very fortunate enough to do that. A couple of big names, and also leading stylists in South Africa as well. I've been very fortunate. So I would like to carry that baton on as edge cutter and colorist. Yeah, I like to push the boundaries.
Well, look, we're all the better for having you in the hood.
Yes.
And you know what, Belito, London's loss is Belito's gain. And looking at some of the stuff that's trending at the moment, you shared a thing recently, a little TikTok repost on your social media that I thought was really interesting as a sort of a trend to watch. You're seeing the likes of Sarah Jessica Parker and Gwyneth Paltrow and even Jennifer Aniston starting to sport this look on the red carpet. And it's a look that embraces the gray.
100%.
Herringbone highlights. What is the story here?
So basically, I mean, just to keep it simple, I mean, a lot of people couldn't make it to the salons in lockdown. I mean, this look did start before, but I think it hit South Africa more so in lockdown, where, you know, people let the natural highlights come through. So now what we're doing is we're working with your natural gray, putting highlights in there, toning it, making it balance through, and making it work for you.
Wow, so actually using the gray as a highlight
100%.
In and of itself,
yes,
and
yes,
then
yes,
and
yes.
fleshing that out with some other creative...
100%, 100%.
Wow.
Yeah, and I mean, what you could also do is go for like a root smudge or root stretch, depending on how you prefer it, but running a few baby lights in there, picking up that gray, so that when your regrowth comes through, you know, you don't feel like you have to go to the salon as quick.
Wow.
So it's recycling, it's going to save your pocket, and it's edge color. You know, it's up there in the magazines, it's on TV, it's everywhere. Yep.
Damn, and this is, are you starting to see more of this kind of request coming through, or is it something that you kind of have to sort of introduce and sort of sell people on and say, listen, this is going to work for you, trust me, and then you do it, and then they're like, wow, okay.
Yeah. So I find before lockdown, you had to talk people into it.
Yeah.
After lockdown, it's just, I get 2 to 3 people a day coming in and asking about it.
Wow. Yeah, so it's definitely arrived.
Belito is up there, like you say, with the modern trend, with what's happening, and very fashion forward. Very much so.
This is what we like to think this, but it's good to hear it from someone who's literally on the cutting edge, on the coal face of style, and interfacing with people on a regular basis.
Yep.
So you get your finger on the pulse of what's trending, and heading into we're in the thick of winter, spring around the corner. Are you predicting that there's going to be a particular style or look that starts to become more prevalent?
So, I watch what's on the street. I watch what's on telly. Obviously, you've got your beauty and fashion TV shows. We Will is always sending us on courses. And things are moving to late 70s, early 80s, believe it or not.
Really?
So, if you've got a wave in your hair, embrace it. You know? Embrace it. A lot of people are coming in asking for perms.
Perms.
I never thought I'd say that word again. Perms are back. Yes, a lot of people are asking for perms. So if you've got a wave and you want to lock your wave so it's not a frizz and it's more of a curl, that's what people are doing. Or a beach wave, I mean, that's still trending. It's been going for a couple of years. But more so now, I find people aren't getting that blow dry. People are using a scrunch. People are using the curling creams. So that's where fashion's going. And I mean, if you've got straight hair, work with your straight hair. It's find what works for you, what's easier to manage. A lot of people don't have time these days but want to look that 110%. So it's finding what works for you and go with it. But like I said, curls, waves, natural hair, not overdid. That's what's in for the summer, I think.
I love it. Yep. Use what you got. Embrace it. Roll with it. 100%. Enhance it, right?
Yes, 100%.
And if you want a stylist who can work with what you got and bring out the best in your natural, God-given gorgeousness, this is the man, Justin J. at the Hair Shack, Sage Center, Salt Rock. For those that want to find out more, want to check you out on the socials, on Instagram, as I said, it's Justin, that's justin.jay.thehairshack@sage.
Yes.
Just Google The Hair Shack at Sage and you'll get all the contact deets, you can make an appointment today. I don't think you'll get a spot today on Friday, but you can make an appointment today for the next available.
Make that time.
It's so cool, man. And Jay, thanks for squeezing me into your busy Friday morning and giving us a little hair trend update,
100%,
man.
Thank you very much.
Can we do this as a more regular thing?
I would love to. I thoroughly enjoy coming into the station. It's always a good laugh.
It's a vibe. And I think it's an important public service, you know. 100%. We need to help people look their best.
100%. We give back.
I love it. Awesome. Thank you, my friend. Jay.
Cheers, man. Cheers.
Jay Hair. And speaking of hair, here's Little Mix. 25 minutes past 7. It's your Friday on 88 FM. Turn it up.